Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Horvat back on the show. John Horvat II has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last handful of years. He's a scholar, a researcher, an educator, international speaker, author of several books, including one of my favorites, Return to Order. And he's a member of the Philadelphia Society of the National Association of Scholars and the Society of Christian Economists. And he's here to talk to us about a topic that I have to say, after 22-plus years, we've never talked about this before. John, and leave it to John Horvat to bring it up. John, welcome back.
Great to be back on the show.
Leave it to you, John, to bring this up.
So,
folks, you all know what – we know what GNP is – Gross National Product, and that is all business that a country does. Everything inside and outside is attributed to that country. Gross National Product, Gross Domestic Product (GDP) is the business is done inside of our boundaries, right, John? Have I got that right?
Yeah, you've got it. You've got it. Yeah.
All right. Then there's something else, though, that we're going to talk about, folks, because we're going to talk a little bit about what drives those numbers, what drives the GDP number of the United States, of England, of France, of South Korea, whatever. And the people, there's a metric for that, right? The system of national accounts, is that it?
Right, yeah. Economics is all about measurement. It's because you have to calculate assets and liabilities so you can make plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So there are international standards of measurements that help economists make monetary policy and make forecasts, monitor growth. It's called NSA, the System of National Accounts.
Right.
It's a universal standard of economic analysis.
Mm-hmm. It's promoted and kind of managed by the UN, isn't it?
Yeah, the UN is very well, because they do deal with a lot of economic data from all over the world. They try to standardize it. They have a lot of influence on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually they're not the ones who probably have set the whole system up, but they do have a big influence, and they're trying to influence. They're trying to push people into a new phase.
Even though they're not the gatekeepers of it, they're not the stewards of it. They influence
right.
the metrics that go into the calculations of GDP for various countries. System of National Accounts, SNA is the name of it, folks. And the UN, through its own efforts and politics and frankly, corruption, they try to influence these numbers, don't they?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Yeah, they will put pressure on nations to include things that they don't want to put in it, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's the issue we're bringing up.
Mm-hmm. It's System of National Accounts, by intuitively definition, you would think, well, okay, that's a metric, that's a straight up calculation. There are certain financial and business elements that go into it, blah blah blah. But what you've discovered is the level of politics in it, haven't you?
Right, yeah, exactly, because governments are interested in this because it's taxable. But
mm-hmm.
Now they're proposing things that aren't taxable, and that's you know, you're saying, well, there must be you really get suspicious when governments are putting untaxable things into the GDP.
Mm-hmm.
GDP.
Well, that's right.
But when
people think of figuring GDP, we think of agriculture, we think of manufacturing, we think of retail, we think of, you know, the various industries, we think of financial, entertainment, obviously small businesses, all the things that happen on Main Street. We think of all that as going in there. We think of those things because that's the world most of us live in, isn't it?
Right, goods and services. I mean, that's Main Street.
Yeah.
Main Street, Wall Street, everything, you know, that's it, yeah.
But according to the UN, they want the SNA to start including other things. Tell us what that is before we go to a break.
All right. It's illegal drugs, prostitution, illicit gambling, and business theft. All those things, they say,
business
well, they're part
theft.
Of the economy. They're transactions. Let's put them in.
Business theft, folks. Think about that. So we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. So the sin aspects of an economy, the black market stuff of an economy, but that business theft was the one that got my attention the most. And I
want to
talk about that with John when we come back after the break. Twin Tail, right back with John Horvat. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.